For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010. Eric Metaxas is the number one New York Times bestselling author of Martin Luther, If You Can Keep It, Bonhoeffer, Amazing Grace, and Miracles. He's written more than 30 children's books. He's a host of the Eric Metaxas Show. It's not easy to say. It's a tough Greek name. Nationally syndicated daily radio show heard on 300 stations nationwide and aired on TV at TBN. He lives in New York City, unfortunately, with his wife and daughter. He suffers through New York City daily. He has a new book out. It's called Donald and the Fake News, which is a follow-up to his previous books, Donald Drains the Swamp and Donald Builds the Wall, with illustrations by Tim Ragland. Why do a graphic novel like this? What was the approach? Who's the audience you're trying to get to here?
Well, thanks for asking, because I tell you, I want to speak to everybody. And sometimes the best language you can use to speak to everybody is humor. And I think those of us on the conservative side typically don't do a lot of humor. It's
yes.
Like, the liberals are making fun of the conservatives on SNL. They're publishing books. You know, you got Stephen Colbert and whatever. They're publishing these books that look like kids' books that are very nasty toward the president. Our side rarely does that. And I thought, that's not good. We live in a culture where humor communicates very effectively. So my buddy Tim Ragland, he's the illustrator, and I put together these books about a caveman named Donald. Now, I'm not going to tell you the actual identity of the caveman named Donald, but he looks like the current president. I'll just leave it at that. And this guy is a force for good. Donald Drains the Swamp is the first book. And by the way, it doesn't matter which book people buy first or read first or whatever. Donald Drains the Swamp, the first one was just the basic idea of there's this swamp loaded with swamp creatures. The king lives in the middle of the swamp, and the people can't get to him. He doesn't care about them. He only cares about the swamp creatures. And, of course, this figure named Donald, he's a famous builder of caves. He knows how to get stuff done, so they go to him and say, listen, Donald, we got a problem. Can you help us out? The king doesn't pay any attention to us. We have no connection. And he says, well, let me go to look into it. So he goes down, of course, to the swamp, and he sees the picture. The swamp is made of money. The swamp creatures are like, the king only talks to the people who live in the swamp. You want to live in the swamp? Maybe we can arrange something, whatever. He says, no, not interested. And by the way, we've got to drain the swamp. So he basically digs a trench. It's kind of like building a wall. It's a very simple solution. You dig a trench. Nobody ever thought of that before. And people say, well, you can't do that. The swamp creatures are going to get angry and stuff. So it's a funny kid's book. Now, it's funnier for adults because you're going to get some of the swamp creatures are going to look familiar to adults. There's a big, nasty swamp creature. They're kind of like dinosaurs. He's called the Georgiosaurus. Some people will get that joke. And there's
okay,
other
so
creatures
Eric, I gotta
in there
ask
that you will recognize. Donald Builds the Wall is the sequel, and it's the same kind of thing. A lot of adult humor. So in some ways, you could see these as adult humor books, but they really work as kids' books because they explain in a simple way a lot of these ideas that we're batting around. How do you explain that to a kid? Well, I've always known writing kids' books. I was a writer for VeggieTales, by the way. That'll impress
a few
people, right?
Yeah.
And when you need to explain something to kids, you need to really know what you're talking about. You can't fool kids, You got to really be clear. And so in Donald Builds the Wall, there's this, resistance. They don't like the idea of the wall, and this is all this. There's a nasty gang called MSNBC 13. They got tattoos and stuff. So it's a lot of adult political humor. But the new one, Donald and the Fake News, is really nuts. I don't even know where to begin. There's a sorceress who leads the resistance called Madam Miss Speaker, and she has a gavel and she's very unpleasant. And there's a big hoax surrounded. Somebody spotted Donald ordering a sandwich in a deli, a Reuben sandwich with Russian dressing, and it's like, we got him. Russian dressing. He's, you know, he's obviously in bed with the Russian salad dressing company. That's the only reason he does anything. So they try to come after him. I mean, I don't want to give it all away, but honestly, it's humor. The illustrations are totally hilarious, and you will recognize some of your favorite villains in the illustrations. But I said we need something that's fun for our side to celebrate A, what the president has been doing, and B, how ridiculous some of his critics have been, and what they're really about, and how underhanded some of this stuff has been. I think we need to be clear about that, but we need to have fun while we're doing it.
Yes, I agree.
I didn't see a lot that was out there, so I did this. I've written a lot of serious books. I wrote a serious book called If You Can Keep It, which is all about America and American liberty. But these are the kids' books. These are the humor books, and I'm just thrilled that they're available.
So mushrooms, acid, edibles, how do you get – what is the writing process here? Because
yes,
this is Puff the Magic Dragon quality stuff.
Well, people have often told me that, and I said, thank the Lord I don't do drugs because I would be really messed up. I've always had a very, very fertile imagination. I've been I grew up in a working-class environment, and we were just – humor was the way we communicated as a family, but I ended up going to Yale University, and at Yale, I was the editor of the humor magazine, and even after I graduated, before I became a conservative, I was writing humor for the New York Times, and even after I became a conservative, I was writing humor for the New York Times, the Atlantic, and stuff. So I've been doing humor my whole life. My radio TV show is, you know, just a ton of humor. I just have to mix in humor with the serious stuff just to stay sane. So it's just a big part of my life, and you know, we're on YouTube if people want to see it, the wackiest stuff we put on YouTube and stuff. So it's just part of how I communicate. And I honestly think that especially for young people today, humor is just the way we communicate.
Yes.
And it's really important. And I know you get that, but it's like really it is important. And a lot of times people get so serious that they forget that if you can't have some fun, people are going to tune you out.
Well, and I think it's so powerful. You know, let's take the influence of Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live marginalized at the time, very influential, very impressive, fast-rising Sarah Palin with some effective comedy bits that were downright mean-spirited, but did it in such a way that you were, even conservatives were laughing. And after that, it was hard to take her seriously. Humor
right.
is very powerful.
No, that's you're exactly right. And I really do believe for many reasons, people on the conservative side, it just isn't something that they have, you know, majored in very much. Now, the Babylon Bee, which is on Twitter, those guys are stinking geniuses. I'm stunned at some of the stuff they do. But generally speaking, I'm a Christian and a conservative. We don't get this stuff. And I thought, I've done so much of this, I need to step up. And I really, I have done it in a number of ways. I mentioned that I've written for VeggieTales. But this is, I'm very, very proud of this stuff. And I hope everybody, you know, when I say that it is fun for adults, I mean, believe me, adults will find it funnier than kids. Adults will love it. And I write all my kids' stuff. I say, if the adults don't love it, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to want it. So there's a lot of adult humor in it. I don't mean inappropriate humor. I mean adult humor. But I got to say, it works as a way to explain stuff to kids. They read it and they totally get it. What is the fake news? Well, what is that? Well, it's sanctified lying, you know. And how do we fight against it? Well, by telling the truth. And these are basic moral lessons that I think we can all bear hearing. But again, if you do it with humor, it's like, you know, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. I think we need to have some humor on our side. We need to celebrate what good things have been happening. And a lot of good has been happening, even though it's been a battle.
I got to tell you, as you were telling about some of the characters, Ramon, our producer, and I were chuckling and not even having seen it yet at, okay, that's clever. And we look at content as our standard of what's good and what's not is, do we wish we had done that? And and I'm sitting there going, okay, that's really good. That is really good. Eric, this is fantastic. I applaud you for this because it has been my message for a while that we have to learn to laugh
because that's how we're going to grow this movement. The book is Donald and the Fake News, Eric Metaxas and Tim Raglan, and it is, I haven't even read it yet, and it's hilarious. I can't wait to get it.
I promise you, my level, my standard of humor is very, very high, and it needs to be, like, actually funny, not just trying to be funny. And this is, you know, these are three, we've got three books now, and we're going to keep going. Trump will be reelected, and we're just going to keep going, and this is it's important stuff.
There's so much talent out there, and you represent that. Come back and see us anytime, my friend.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called ThePipeYardInc.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.